Right here, baby.
He's the only one he knows.
Let's get it.
The only gay Eskimo.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yup, this is a fucking banger.
Dude, this shit go hard. So, I mean, that song's fucking killer. And so here we are, back at it for another
Welcome
one.
Welcome back.
Show me that video, you know what I mean? Dude, you know what's fucking crazy is not a single one of us have a beverage in this bitch.
Oh, what the fuck?
Jake, we don't.
Well, hopefully we stay lubricated for the next 35 minutes.
I got a warm beer
down
here on my tootsies.
Let's get weird. Yo, Jake, I want to order 3 cherry Cokes for the boys.
Mm. 3 cherry Cokes.
You hear that, Jake?
Fucking
he
haters.
Doesn't. So anyways.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, can I get a yes. Number one? Wow. Yes, yes, yes. What's on the topic? What's on today's agenda?
It's on the topic
naps.
Agenda.
Lots of naps. Plenty of naps.
What happened? You didn't go to bed, right?
No.
What time did you go to bed?
6:30.
I said 7:30. I was off by an hour.
You were only off by 1 hour.
The birds
hour.
Are chirping. That's my alarm to go to bed.
Birds are chirping. And I stay squirting.
Always squirting.
Call me
it's like gleeking out other holes, you know?
Gleek? Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Do you think a woman is gleeking?
Can gleek out of vagina?
Excuse me now?
Isn't that a squirt?
Yeah.
No, but like that a squirt, I would say, is the same as more of like a sneeze or a spit. A gleek.
It takes me a while to get there, but
it's
I
just hitting my
it.
Mustache.
I can't gleek. Crazy. I can't. I've
you
tried.
I have a ton of spit. Dude.
It only happens on accident. It happened last night.
True.
I was sitting there eating sweet and spicy.
Oh, hit me around the top.
Doritos, yeah. The best bag, the purple bag. Fight
the
me
ones
on
you
it.
Got from Target.
Yeah, yeah. And then
I almost said Taco Bell.
Dip that in some cottage. I said I was gonna dip in. I dip in cottage cheese, but that reminded me. Fixed my fridge last night.
Okay, what's wrong with it? Hold on.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I got
on.
2 questions. 1, I didn't know your fridge was broken. And 2, did you say you dip your chips in cottage cheese?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Most people do, you psychopath.
No, I've heard sour cream, top to tater.
Sour cream is, I don't know why people would do that. But I understand top to tater.
Sour cream, dude?
So you don't understand why people would dip a
sour
chip in sour cream?
Sour cream's got no flavor.
It does have a flavor.
Yeah, sour.
Yeah. Exactly.
If I wanted sour, I'd get the candy.
So why are you scooping curdled milk chunks?
Because cottage cheese, one, is delicious.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I fucking love it.
Now, dip a chip in it and you'll love it more. Cottage cheese is meant for 2 things. Dipping. Lasagna and dipping.
Anything with a red sauce, cottage cheese is made for. It cuts the acidity. It's fucking great.
But isn't dairy acidic?
No.
It's not a base. If you have heartburn, you drink milk. It doesn't help.
Yes, it
not
does.
Heartburn, but acid reflux.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. Trust me, I've done it.
Maybe not for you specifically, but you're a different breed.
And then I Googled it because I yelled at Kirby because he told me it doesn't help and it's acidic. And I Googled it and milk is acidic.
Yeah, that's fine. There is, like, you can have something that helps that's acidic
but
and not a base.
A buildup of acid inside of your stomach, adding more acid to it would be...
But what is the actual acidity level? It could just be enough over the base level that it makes it acidic. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It still adds more acid. It dilutes a little bit, I guess, but not enough to actually help anything. Because anytime I've had acid reflux or heartburn, it does not help to drink milk. It makes it worse.
See, I have the opposite effect.
I'm jealous.
Which is weird because Tums are calcium. Calcium helps. therefore milk is has calcium but and it helps.
Is there enough calcium to negate the acidity?
Yes. Just not in your case, because you are, again, well, I'll say it one more time for everyone, you're a different breed.
I'm telling you, Google.
I think your mom is also your dad's sister. I think that's why you have the issues you have.
That would be wild.
I think they just didn't know, so I'm going to throw that out there. But I think they're long lost brother, sister.
And Diane, would you like to chime in?
Diane's not chiming in on shit.
Diane's going to whoop that ass.
I'll bet. Let's go.
You're going to like it.
I've been looking for a new Dom mommy. You know what I mean?
It'd be nice. I'd be full Italian then. 100%.
A Dommy. That's what I'm looking for. A Dommy.
We have one. He lives down the street from me.
Yeah, but I want one with a vagina and tits.
If you close your eyes, he's got both.
I mean, I'd have to roll him over, but yeah. You right. I'm just saying, dude, milk works fine for me. Calcium, Tums are calcium, Tums work. You know what I mean?
But on a major level here, try chips with cottage cheese.
Oh, I will. The problem is I don't usually do much of the grocery shopping. And Brie doesn't even like cottage cheese. So it's definitely not on her radar.
I can eat a tub of it by myself in a sitting.
Oh, so can I.
It's so good.
Little tub or the half pint?
Half pint.
In one sitting?
Yeah, that's I don't feel the best the next day.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Like
pretty backed shit. Up, but.
Just mashed potatoes.
No, I'm backed up.
Oh, that my stuff God. Backs me up.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing that, man. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's so good. But yeah, no, my fridge, when I cleaned it out, I was like, oh, maybe it's just not, you know. More stuff in a fridge keeps the fridge colder because there's more cold items in it, you know? So I was like, oh, okay, not a big deal. Oh, it's getting warmer out, not a big deal. But then I realized after 2 days that it wasn't at all making sound. I'm like, last night I was like, what the fuck? Well, how am I going to fix this? I just went grocery shopping. I don't want to ruin all my groceries. So I started kicking in a little bit. I moved it a couple of times. I shook it a little bit. Didn't do anything.
Naturally.
So then I went inside of it and I started looking at everything up top. It's got like some weird plastic and some styrofoam and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm poking at things. And I find a little hole and I shoved my finger in the hole and I just went like this once and I hit something because it immediately turned.
Like, did you hit a wire?
No, it was like some piece of plastic. I just put my finger in there. I imagine something was either blocking whatever gauges the temperature.
Like a sensor or something?
Something was just messed up. I literally put my finger in a hole and flicked, and I hear...
Oh, shit, dude, that's
things
gangster.
Going again. So I was like...
Magic
my
touch?
My freezer still works. That part's never stopped being cold.
Yeah.
Like, that thing's still ice cold. Fridge? Didn't work. And I'm like, so I was in the freezer trying to move stuff. Maybe something's blocking it. Maybe this is how fridges work. The freezer just drops cold down, trickle down cold because heat rises and cold sinks. So
sure.
The freezer cold. And then the rest of it just filtered in through a fan. So I'm moving shit around, trying to unblock shit. Anything's blocked. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I put some pizza rolls in the freezer. Next thing I know, my fridge don't work. So the fuck, 120 pizza rolls just bogs down the entire thing. It takes up all the fucking cold. Nah. Little finger in the hole and.
Hey,
I gave my fridge a prostate check and man, was it ready.
Did you at least spit on your finger before you stuck it in there?
Nah, I get cold.
God, you're so inconsiderate. It's unreal. It's unreal.
So yeah, that was my 2 a.m. adventure.
That happened at 2 a.m.?
I do my best thing.
Dude,
at
I was comatose with a stomach full of rotting White Castle.
I wish. Dude, sleeping isn't even fun anymore.
I mean, I don't think it's ever necessarily been fun, but it is rejuvenating.
You never got excited to just like, you're like, I'm so pumped to go to bed. I'm going to lay down, be comfy and just pass the fuck out.
No, I did almost fall asleep on the couch yesterday, though.
Dude, I did.
Did
last
you?
Last night, yeah.
It happens,
Rachel
dude.
Struggled to get me up a little bit. First time I fell asleep on the couch in a minute, but then I got to bed and passed out.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
I forced myself to stay awake to watch the last 5-10 minutes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I was just like barely open, dude. I was squintier than hell because we started watching it and then we're like, oh, neither of us ate dinner. What do we want? And then we were looking to did the whole DoorDash thing and yeah, DoorDash fucks everything up. And I was like, well, the last two times we've gotten White Castle off of there, it aren't entire order has just been mangled. So she's like, "Well, would you come with me if we just drove there?" And I was like,
"Fuck no, baby.
Fuck, I guess." Then we went, we got fuck it. So yeah, baby. And then we got home. We just restarted it because neither of us were paying attention in the first place. So it was like we watched an hour and a half worth of fucking one episode, the same episode. And so I was just fucking knocked out, dude. I had like 4 burgers, handful of mozzarella sticks, a handful of chicken rings, a handful of fries, and I was fucking toasted.
Yeah, White Castle put you to sleep.
And he's got some big hands, so those handfuls, man, they're full.
Big as fuck.
Big as fuck, boy.
It's like that Always Sunny. Your hands are so big. Just put them over mine real quick. Oh, that looks nice. Charlie's uncle that's obsessed with the fact that he's got small hands. He goes in the court of law and he's got hands taped around like hand gloves that make his hands like this fucking big. He's just sitting there waving them like this.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I want to say, you know, what's new in the world, but we already went over all of that because not much has changed.
I mean, isn't that just life, man?
Is
nothing it? Changes. I haven't died yet. I haven't frozen, melted, or any other part of my death.
I haven't sustained any terroristic attacks, so we are good on that front. Sorry, I'm just fucking with this mic.
And Dalton hasn't worked since, so we're good.
Haven't worked since. Somebody caught the Rona and fucked up my job site.
Yeah.
And then, as far as I know, I'm not diseased, but I haven't got a physical or anything, so... I could be riddled at this point.
He says he's not diseased, but his dick says otherwise.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, do you have polyps in your colon?
Hope not.
You have the coral reef in your pants?
Because my dad, last time he got checked out, had like 8 in his colon. And he's like, hey, bud, it's probably your turn.
You just suck him out with a little vacuum.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Dude, someone suck my colon out. You heard it here first. Suck it out.
Suck my colon out.
Do you imagine? Like, someone's like,
no,
I'm going to eat your ass. And you're just like, this is my first time. It's kind of weird. I'll try it out. And like, yeah. And they suck the shit right out of your fucking ass. Like, it's like a fucking vacuum down there.
They just like.
Can you imagine what that would feel like?
I don't think I'd like
someone
that very
sucking
much.
Your ass.
It probably hurt,
dude. It probably
can't be good.
You'd probably prolapse. I mean, you hear those stories about kids that sit down in pools on vents and stuff, and they
get their asshole sucked out.
Yeah.
Dude, Jesus. I don't know. Dude, I'm pretty sure there's people who pump their butthole. Like, you know, they have penis pumps and vaginal pumpage. I'm sure there's colon pumping.
Vaping's bad.
Yeah, it is. Don't do that. Stop.
Stop.
Yeah, no, I mean, could you,
please, God,
like,
stop.
There's videos like people like purposely prolapse by like putting a pump on their asshole.
Fuck. That's another.
Because people get off like you.
Different breed of human.
That's one kink I'll never understand is people that get off the prolapsed assholes because there's so many videos of it and it's like, it's literally looks like a boil.
Yeah.
It's just a giant red mushroom of flesh hanging out of your fucking butt.
And people always like jiggle it, slap it,
or they like put rubber bands around it and stuff. And they like holds
it's
it out.
It's a good way to fucking die.
Dude, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Cut the blood flow off to your fucking colon and just erupt.
Hemorrhoid city.
That's basically a fucking hernia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know, dude.
It's an anal hernia.
I don't know. And I don't know. People that do that or they purposely pink sock themselves and shit like that.
People got too much fucking time on their hands or something, man. I don't know.
I'm going to side rail this conversation because I don't want to talk about prolapsed assholes for the next 15 minutes.
Bullshit. That's our main topic always.
Dude, I found... I was on the interwebs.
The intranet?
And I learned that not everybody
has a
can
penis.
Imagine... Fuck. Like when I say the word milk in your mind, do you see a jug of milk or do you see the word milk?
I see a jug of milk.
When you say milk, the first thing that comes to my mind is
Dalton on all fours. Somebody just fucking
fuck.
No, actually it's fucking weirder.
Weirder. Please explain.
I see like a commercial where kids are saying milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner chocolate. That's the first thing that goes to my mind.
You do have an image, like an actual image.
It's of, yeah, people singing that.
Okay.
That's
so
the first thing
I
went to.
I'll picture
so there's
a milk
people
jug.
That can't, when I say red apple and you imagine a red apple, some people can't imagine the physical object. They only see the word red apple.
Even though they've physically seen this.
Yes.
But they can't.
They can't get the image in their mind. So like when I read a book, and I haven't read a book in a long time, but when I would read, my mind would create a movie.
It'd be imaging, you know? The whole time, right? Yeah. That's how mine goes. Yeah.
There's people that straight up cannot do that. Well, it's simply, they literally just see the word in their head.
Well, that's so weird. It leads to, you know, back when we used to play Jackbox games, mm-hmm. and people would be like, well, I can't think of anything, stuff like that. But mm-hmm. for some of us, it comes right away. Mm-hmm. We have, it's just how, I don't know. There's like a, you know, you have like a high Q.
The high Q.
Nice. High C. High C has came out with its own IQ test called the high Q.
High Q nailed it.
But like an IQ test, and you have like point systems. They should have that for like your imagination, your creativity, because like for instance, when it comes to anything like that, on the spot stuff, thinking of stuff, imagining stuff, my brain's 10 different ways. I mean, I'm thinking of not just the item, but I'm thinking of a memory of kids singing milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, chocolate's made type shit mm-hmm. compared to someone that just thinks of the word milk.
Yeah. It's just weird that you're there.
Just how active your brain is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just weird that your brain like doesn't perceive that same image you physically have seen, like the hammer in front of me. And like somebody be like hammer. And like that just doesn't. It's just wild that there's a disconnect of some sort, or I don't know how that works.
Well, I mean, I have that with when you guys are talking about some sort of construction stuff, because I've never dealt with it, so I can't picture it because I've never.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense.
But like everyday objects that you constantly see, there's also people don't have like an internal narrator.
Yeah, I have
seen that some stuff blows on that. My mind.
Yeah,
and that's one of the questions like I've asked this or thought about it like out loud, but. Like, for instance, people that are born deaf or blind, like, how do their dreams go?
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, deaf people, like, someone's blind, been blind since birth, you know, what, you probably just dream of sounds, right?
Yeah, it's probably just a black dream, but, like, you just hear conversations or...
Right? Or on the other way around, it's like a silent film, but if you, for instance, like in Helen Keller's case, where you're deaf and... blind, you never heard anything or see anything. I mean, one, what do you dream about? Two, what is your inner narrator? How do you think? Like, for instance, dogs. You mm-hmm. see a dog and you're thinking that dog sees food, it thinks it's time to eat. But what is, like,
what's its internal?
What's it actually think? Like, what does it even understand the concept of, like, this is keeping me alive? Or is it just it, like that instinct? But what, like, what are they actually thinking when they're playing, when they're sleeping, when they're eating, anything like that? Like, what are they, how do, like, we see things as like, you know, oh, that's a tree, you think, okay, that's a tree right there, but what are they, so do then, they have words, or is it just purely emotion?
So then the question would be, do you need to be self-aware, conscious, like self-conscious, in order to think?
Yeah,
like, that would be like, do you need to be self-aware to have an internal monologue? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because
technically most animals are not self-aware.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Because like, how do you actually,
like, I want to be, it'd be kind of cool to live that way for one day, where you live purely off of like pretty much urges and instinct. You don't think. Like, if you could just turn your brain completely off and just live like what an animal you could presume would live like, where it's like, I'm hungry, gotta go find food type of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all like how they live is literally to survive, compared to we actually do things because we're getting,
we have a process to get us to where we, where we want or what we want. They have basic primitive,
like you
gathering skills.
Like some, I mean, you see it with dogs and cats, they'll hump things and stuff, but do you think they actually feel horny? You think they actually get feeling?
Yeah, where it's like, oh, they think something or whatever, see something, and then they're horny. Or is it like, or is it when that female is in heat that they go, oh, I have to go do this? Well, does that make sense? Where it's like, it's not like, oh, I need to fuck right now. It's, oh, I smell or hear this certain sound. That means I have to go do this.
Now, hear me out. What if animals are just more evolved than us technically? They don't need, when we are born, we need to be taught how to talk. We We need to be taught. I mean, animals obviously
taught how to walk, but taught how to write,
taught
read.
How to fuck, taught how to, you know, like everything about us. Animals just know.
Yeah.
They know how to eat. I mean, you give a, you, if you leave a baby and just say, you go ahead, eat when you want.
Yeah,
you know, after like, even toddler stage, after it's, you know, actually able to, because we'll say that the human gestation period,
sure,
you know, is like 2 years before it could actually walk around and technically be a living thing compared to just being a flesh sack for a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. just hanging there, you know, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Like animals come out and they like some just know immediately what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sharks aren't taught how to swim. No. They don't just float there like mom help. No, they come out fucking swimming. Glide. Yeah. We don't do any of that.
Huh.
We suck.
I mean, think about baby turtles, like sea turtles. They literally hatch, know that they have to crawl out of the sand.
To the water.
Yeah.
And then get to the water and try not to get picked off by seagulls.
Yeah. Or like, what's it? I think it's a monarch butterfly. They'll have kids midway through their migration. Kids know exactly where to go.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
There is that, like, thought there for sure that maybe they are just more advanced in the ways that actually mean something for survival. We're not necessarily
bats have sonar. We can barely see 20 feet.
Yeah, but that's we did that to ourselves as the years have gone on. Just and we, subconsciously we did it to ourselves. It wasn't even on purpose. It was like, oh, I need a good shelter. Here's a good shelter. We find fire, light. Okay, so now we have light all the time. We don't necessarily need...
Humans are the epitome of the worst part of dark. Like, the strong survive. We did the opposite.
The smart.
The smart survive.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't do, like for instance, big, beefy Neanderthal Nick over here is walking around fucking, you know, I'm strong as hell. I have all this ability, but I can't remember that mushroom right there. That's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we got Nerd Barry in the back, like, don't eat that, bro. Yeah, you died. Someone cook him up. We got dinner later.
Cook him up.
Like,
also, and like, I guess I don't know if we've ever even talked about this kind of stuff on any of the other episodes, but the fact that like cannibalism is so widely open in the animal kingdom,
it's still really bad for. The
animal,
yeah, like mad cow disease was about, or mad cow was because of that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's a big conspiracy theory thing, but there is some sort of science behind eating your own like species type of thing like that. Produces this like enzyme or something like that that unzips your DNA, pretty much. Like it like melts your brain almost. That's what happened with mad cow. Was people they keep going insane and. People had that thing about Katy Perry. We know with the whole Epstein, you know, kids eating, you know, torturing in cannibalistic ways and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry was linked to that at some point. And then at some point in her interview, she was talking about how there was a population control thing and eating kids or something. And it sounded like a joke type of thing. But then she started developing like what people thought were like signs of her being a cannibal, where she's acting super erratic, completely different. Her personality is changing. And anytime like your personality changes that rapidly, usually something like there's mentally, that amoeba that eats your brain. Yep. And the only way you know about it's when it's too late, because it's already like, for instance, if Dalton started acting completely different, that's one thing you immediately go for, is because it's like, hey, you get checked out. Cause if it starts eating at your brain, your personality completely changes.
Right. Depending on what lobe it's feeding on, basically.
Well, there's that dude that got impaled through the head. Like, I think it was like with a railroad spike or something, or something, a rebar. And it took a chunk of his brain out. And he used to be, is either the nicest or the biggest dick ever. And it completely swapped. And there's no reason behind it other than after the accident. What face is that?
Thank you, Pastor.
He's doing the biggest duck lips at me the entire time.
You good, dude? You here? You here?
You live? You make
mic check? Mic check? This thing fucking on?
Dalton, what are you on right now?
Just talking. I'm just fucking vibing. Vibrating.
It turned over and Dalton just
sitting this one out.
Yeah, after you say to, you know, get him checked out, you guys just fucking laugh at me. I could be having a total personality change or thing over here. Something's eating at my lobes.
Yeah, nothing's really changed.
Just turn into a reptile.
Just flick the shit out of your little earlobe.
What if that's why older people get so much more cranky and everything? Their brain's deteriorating.
Absolutely.
And they're just like, they can't help it no more.
They don't have assholes. They don't have the patience. Well, I mean,
I think you just, you know, the more you go into life, you realize how fucking fuck the world
you
is.
You just realize that nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
No.
You're just attempting to stay alive and make money. And the way to make money is most of the time faking it until you make it.
I mean, God. You look at like that guy on TikTok that goes around asking, what do you do for a living when you see those nice cars?
Yeah.
And a lot of them, like one guy,
fucking,
it's mainly real estate.
Yeah, real, it's real estate, like real estate. Or
software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one guy goes, one thing you don't know about me is, you know, like 4 years ago, I got my car repoed.
Yeah, I remember.
And now I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all these, like one of my old bosses told me he started 7 companies before one worked. Stuck.
Yeah.
And holy actually fuck. Made it. I mean, look how many.
Look how many like Tyler did before.
Yep.
I mean, no, he's not a millionaire, but I mean, that shop's doing well.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. He literally started a business and is thriving off of it.
Mm-hmm. And now he's got another one going.
Yep. I mean, all it is trial and error until something sticks. He's got.
You have to have the heart to be shut down or get shit on and still go, no, this is like, I will find something to work.
You know, either
like,
start it early enough where you can recover.
Yeah.
Like what Tyler did. Like he's been doing this since he was like 18. Not even.
I think we were 16, maybe 17 when we started t-shirts.
Yeah. I mean, it took him what, 4 to 5 years before something stuck real good.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I think we stopped doing t-shirts. When we were like 1920, maybe.
And then after that was Coup, wasn't it?
No. After that, Coup? He found out about the vaping thing, and then dude, so that we were mixing, like I was just helping him out, you know, like I've always just been I've always supported him with that stuff, but he's like, dude, I got this vegetable glycerin, I got all this shit, you know, he's like, dude, we could make the juice and I could sell, you know, he was like selling batteries and shit out of his car for a little bit just to see if anybody liked it.
Yep.
And so we sat down and we just fucked around and made juice. And, you know, looking back on it, man, they were fucking terrible. They're terrible juices. Like, gross. But they were good at the time, you know, because, like, everything wasn't so refined and, like, perfect, you know. So we're like, you know, this one tastes like fucking Girl Scout cookies, you know, mint Girl Scout. And I'm so, and then it went from that. And then I guess I didn't really realize that he was going to hit it that hard, you know, like he was like, yeah, this kind of works or whatever. And then he found the investor and started, and then everything just kind of took off. And then while we were doing that, I feel like he just gets in these ruts where he like, oh, super creative right now. I'm going to just bang out some shit. And then me and Dom did Coop with him. And then that Endeavor. Whole spiel happened. And that was fun for the couple of years that we did it. And we all just kind of went our separate ways, and then Endeavor and the tiny house and now Endeavor Pass, and the whole time he's been able to keep the shop, you know, so that he's been able to keep the revenue going. But
it just blows my mind how like everyone's so differently wired.
Oh yeah.
You know, like
the way Tyler's wired blows my mind.
Yeah.
And like, that's how most entrepreneurs are wired, but it's like, that guy gets an idea and he doesn't sleep until the fucking idea is perfect, and maybe not necessarily perfect, but until he's got it pretty fucking solid down.
Yeah.
And like, I personally don't have that drive. I fucking respect the shit out of that, but like, he'll just stay up. Oh, he'll be on his computer for fucking ages. And
see, that's the one, like I have the creativity to think of things. I don't have the drive to follow through. Like, that's my main thing is, like, because a lot of it for me is, like
the learning curve.
Well, that mixed in with, like, okay, now I got to find, like, if I want to start a business, I got to find capital. Mm-hmm. I've got to find investors. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. When, you know, I'd rather, like, here's the idea, go run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an idea, go. Take it. If you want it, take it and go.
Yeah.
You know, like I love coming up with things for people to use.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like I like doing that because like people are like, why don't you start your own tile business and stuff like that and just do it that way? I'm like, because I've seen the back end of that. And that's not something I'm going to do on my own.
Right.
You know, like
you'd have to construction is very much like depending on how wild you want to get with it, you need to have a team in a sense.
Yeah. Like, for instance, Dalton over here. Rachel is great for marketing. She's gotten me side jobs. She's gotten you. I don't do side jobs. Any union people out there? She's gotten you plenty of work. Like, she's in your corner fucking swinging to make sure everything's good too. Like, you got backup over there.
Yeah.
Bitching, you know? Grand slams over here.
And on top of that, if something for any reason went south, like, you still have someone making a constant cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for me, like, what I think of is my mortgage, my bills, I need to make sure I can pay. I have to play safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't take the risk because, yeah, it could be the greatest thing ever. But if it's not, hey, am I moving in?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, guys, how's it going? You want a roommate?
Yeah,
you
for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I don't got the balls to pull that trigger. I don't got the clams.
Don't got the clams.
Yeah, I think it was easier for me because it was like, I had Tyler. I didn't feel like, I felt for sure like if I was going to fail, we failed together.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as daunting. Also, we were on a way fucking smaller scale. I mean, like, when we started the t-shirt company, I can't remember if we both got credit cards or if just I got one, but it was $500 limit and we maxed that fucker out, get all of our shit and then sell it and just pay off the credit. That dude, I had like a fucking 695 or 700 something score by the time I was like 17.
Yeah.
Because of that. Well, but
that's another fucked up thing is that you don't start with good credit. It's not.
No, and nobody tells you what the fuck to do to do anything about your credit.
No,
you don't even understand. Fucked. If your parents don't say anything to you about it, you don't know a single thing about it until you go to buy something like, well, your credit sucks. And you're like, what the fuck is credit?
Yep.
What do you mean my credit? What is this credit?
Yeah.
Like the best part, the thing I've seen with that is like, we have the government who is the absolute worst at money management telling us how good we are with our money management. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the funny thing is like, it's not even like the government regulates them, but it's three private companies. One got hacked a couple years ago. Like, these three companies control your life. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you go, it depends on which one matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I got house shopping was the biggest eye opener for all of it. One, that's how I learned how to raise my credit. My loan officer was the greatest lady. And she goes, you do these things this time next year, you'll be buying a house. I did exactly what she said. I came back. I'm like, I'm ready. She goes, holy shit. Someone actually listened to me. Because everyone's like, you know, they'll do their own way, or they're just like, nah, I'm just going to wait on it. You know, it'll come on its own. But she's like, nah, you pay off this debt here completely. You pay payments towards these ones and you get rid of this and you make sure you're on time with this and your credit will be good to go. I jumped 100 points again in a year.
Damn.
I love how people are like, oh, I'll just do it my way. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. You fucking.
Yeah. And it's always like,
God,
we don't learn any of it in school.
Fuck no.
So when you hear somebody go, yeah, I'm going to do it my way.
School's a joke.
And they're 20 years old and you're like, yeah, but we're like, what the fuck do you know?
Nothing.
Because
most likely,
you know, I'm almost 30 and I still don't know half this shit.
No.
Yeah.
Because when you're out of school, it's up to you. You have to do your own research. Even when you're in school, you still have to do it. But I mean, there's somebody pointing you in a direction where to find that research. You're like, okay, I'm going to spend fucking 3 days on Google and sift through a bunch of people's opinions. And some of it might be right. Some of it might be wrong.
Well, and that's the biggest issue is like, at some point, and especially in America, education became a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching something the other day. They're like, you want to know what's, you think like America is so great, stuff like that. And then they talk about like, we turned the military into a business.
Mm-hmm.
We turned prisons into a business, and we've turned education into a business. And that's like the biggest setup for failure, because now prisons are a business. These people want people in jail. So now you have targeting, you know, to make sure that they got their cells full so they can get funding, get more money.
Right.
Military, we got to make sure we get our funding, you know. And you always hear about those, you know, it's in the movies and stuff where the military is making shady deals. Russia's backing these people. America's backing these people, a.k.a. they're selling them weapons so they can make more money.
Yeah, and they're also selling them weapons to attempt to get on their side. Yep. So that if...
Influencing.
Yeah.
To
influencing who they're going to help protect.
Yeah. And like education being going from we want everyone to be smart. We're going to have like the internet. It's the biggest example. We have this big platform where everyone can share information. There's going to be nothing, no problems no more. We're all going to, if there's someone over in India that knows something about cancer, we're all going to know because we have a way of sending information at the blink of an eye. And now what we do with this, we jerk off and make memes and yell and scream.
And you just have people that like to be trolls and
yeah,
and put a bunch of false information out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was telling, I think I was trying to explain it to my grandparents. It's like, yeah, the internet's fucking great and all, but you can spend $100 and get your own web domain. And if you make it look good, people are just going to believe it.
Yep.
You can do a bunch of fake reviews. You can do whatever you want.
People think there are people on my Facebook that have posted things from The Onion.
Oh yeah.
as fact. When that has been known as a satire website
for decades. Years.
It's like
what seems like decades.
It's like going on, like South Park has got a better chance of giving you correct information than The Onion.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But people are posting it. And it was one about FedExing kids through the mail. And someone made this big deal like, that can't be safe. I can't believe they're allowing this. And someone commented right away, like, do you know where you got this article from? Did you click on the article? Did you see the website it came from? That doesn't matter. I can't believe they're doing this. It's from The Onion, you motherfucker. Like, way to get clickbaited, yeah. You some bitch.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's the other thing is a lot of people don't understand is like clickbait, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I had to describe it to my, you know how hard that is to describe to someone that is not technically like savvy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, there's going to be some things in the internet that you cannot click on. It's going to say, click me. Don't fucking do it. But what if it pertains to if it says anything under, if it says sponsored, advertised, shit like that, just leave it be. Because mm-hmm. there's either a good chance that, yeah, it could be an up and coming business that's really trying to promote, but there's a good chance that anything you click on from them, they have not gotten into their security too much yet for their stuff, and you're going to get malwared up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just trying to fish for information. Hey, what's your stripper name? It's the street you first lived on and your mother's maiden name.
Dude, oh, I saw one where it was online. Where it was what's your porn star name, and it's your middle name and the first car you ever had. You know what mine is? James Cutlass.
Oh, that's fucking
and I fucking love that name.
That's
dude.
Tits. James Cutlass.
What would mine be? What was it again?
The first car
your
you
middle
drove?
Name and the very first car you owned.
William Kia.
Yeah,
would it be
dude,
Honda
it.
Or Civic?
It's up to you. Well, it'd probably be Civic because because then mine would be fucking James Oldsmobile. Like, you know what I mean?
If that doesn't James describe Oldsmobile. You now, I don't know what.
Oh, shit.
You see yeah, James mine Cutlass. Would be, now my body says James Oldsmobile.
Mine would just be William Spectra.
Dude, ooh, that's kind of gangster.
That's kind of tight.
Angelo Civic. I don't like that.
Angelo Civic.
Dude, that's, sounds exotic.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sweet.
It sounds exotic. Dude,
you know how underwhelmed like, they're going to be when they see me when that sounds exotic?
it sounds Spanish as fuck.
Angelo Civic. Like, Angelo's not a
I'm gonna
Spanish
see,
name, though.
No, but for whatever reason, when I picture that name, I think of a bronze god. In
you're
those
close.
Like white Spain Spanish houses off the cliff.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I can see that thing because that's more of the European side of that.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. That's okay. What I. That's what I am imagining is a guy that isn't you.
Thanks for the self-esteem there, Coach. I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna give you 10 points.
And it's just this like ripped bronzed god.
You're describing me.
with the small towel, the towel that's only this thick, wrapped around his waist, just looking out over the ocean, and it's just fucking waving. You see
my
a little
goal,
ass cheek.
is for the next time I'm in Florida to take that exact picture for you.
Please.
And I'm going to, I'll spray tan if I need to, and I'll draw abs on me.
And then I just want you to say, I want there to be like a nice cursive Angelo Civic down in the bottom.
I'm going to have a Speedo that just says Angelo Civic on the back.
Yes.
I'll wear that. And I'll be sitting there. You know, on that one picture on Facebook, I got the coffee cup and I'm in my Speedo.
Yep.
It'd be the same thing when we're holding a pizza. Love I'll be it. Like, your sausage pizza's been delivered.
I love it.
Sausage pizza.
Oh, fuck. I do love my middle name, though. So I haven't heard another person with it.
Me neither.
I'm unique.
Neither either. Me either. Me three.
I used to hide it from everybody. It was my little mystery.
God.
Mine's too common to like, my dad had it. His dad might have had it and I have it. And then like it's 75 other kids at my school had it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's.
It sounds like you're describing diabetes.
Yeah.
Dad had it. His grandpa had it. All the kids at school had it. Cooties. Diabetes.
Did you guys have anybody in like early grade school that had diabetes?
Yep.
Wasn't that a shocker? Because like Boyer,
and he was always chomping on fucking fruit snacks.
Really? And did he ever have to go to the like get out of class and go get his insulin shot? Yep. Shit?
Yeah, all the time. I never paid it. I probably didn't know what diabetes was until about sixth grade. I don't know. I never paid attention.
Yeah, because he'd always eat fruit snacks, which wasn't weird.
No, but like all of a sudden he would just be like gone.
He'd always just whip out snacks, fruit snacks, because he was getting sugars up and shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, he'd go to like the nurse and shit, get out of class, whatever. And then because he grew up just on the street.
Yeah. Did he ever pass out?
Because
we had one kid like fucking. We had to basically drag him into the fucking nurse's office.
Fuck.
Stab him now.
So that just triggered like a memory that I haven't thought of in a long time. Second grade and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I meant by like Brady back in the day. It was like first, second grade. And we were friends. We always thought I was the weirdest kid because at lunch or break, you know, I'd have my little snack pack, my fruit snacks, and my like sandwich. And I'd take my fruit snacks and throw them in my snack pack, and I'd eat them like it's fruity chocolate cereal.
God.
And he thought I was the most disgusting person, but I would throw a fucking fit if I didn't have my goddamn snacks.
Really?
One day I forgot them somewhere or something happened, and my overdramatic second grade ass walked my ass out of my fucking room. Went over to the lockers, opened my locker, jumped inside and closed it. And I said, I'm done for the day.
Oh my God.
Locked myself in a fucking locker because I didn't have snacks.
Jesus, dude. Tighten up.
I was pissed.
You do any weird shit like that, Dalton?
I was a weird motherfucker.
Oh, I want you to end this podcast with a great story. So,
I don't even.
You've been mighty quiet.
You're pissing a sink as a kid?
I want to hear.
You're pissing a sink? No.
I've once pissed in my closet. I was like four or five. And I remember getting up and had to piss really bad and I didn't want to go. So I just fucking opened the closet door and I remember being half asleep and I just pissed in the corner of the closet.
Oh my God.
You know what's
God.
Crazy? There's someone your age right now that about 4 or 5 days ago did that.
Oh, for sure.
People, that's one thing I never understood is getting drunk.
Pissing in like
pissing closet. Or shitting in random places.
I've never done that. Yeah, even I've never done blackout that hammered. Never done that.
I've never in a million years pissed or shit. So I've thrown up on accident on my own back, which I found out the next morning wasn't my own back. Like,
what?
I got really drunk. I got carried by my brother and his friend. I got carried for 5 feet and I got dragged the rest of my 4 acres in my house because I told him I was going to throw up if they keep doing that. So they dragged me like my feet, my knees are almost dragging on the ground. I couldn't walk. I decided to do, I did like a quarter bottle pull of Jaeger standing on a fire. Don't worry about it. There's a plank of wood. So the fire was around me. It looked really cool. I thought it was really cool.
Sure.
Last time I ever drank Jaeger.
That was
Jaeger.
A MySpace photo.
No, it had to be.
I wish. This is too late for MySpace. This is like junior year of high school.
Mm. All right. Fresh Facebook photo.
Yeah, definitely. Woke up the next morning with throw up on my back.
Rolled in it, right?
It took a while to find out because I was asking and no one was wanting to tell me until my brother got really annoyed that after pretty much getting alcohol poisoning, which he thought I was going to die, the next day, energetic, running around, mowing down ribs And he goes, he looks at my dad, goes, I don't know how the fuck this kid's still standing. My dad's like, what? He goes, that kid drank so much last night and threw up everywhere to the point where some gal went to go give him a glass of water and she went to reach by the toilet bowl. And I looked over and I said, thanks. And as soon as I said thanks, I threw up on her arm and she rubbed it on my back.
God. You, god damn, you gross ass. It's
super funny she rubbed it on your back though.
I was just sitting there like, I was at my dad's house just like, what did I do? Did I throw up in the air and catch it? Like, what the fuck happened? That was the same, I think, no, the weekend before or after, there's a big fight at my house between two gals over some dude. Some gal,
classic.
They broke up. With the couple broke up, and then the next gal that was dating him was there, and they're all part of the same friend group. And she started talking shit. So someone threw vodka on one, someone spit on the other. Me and my brother's buddy jumped in to split them up. I grabbed one, he grabbed the other. Well, this motherfucker is probably at the time a good 280, big beef, like not fat, just a beefy motherfucker. Well, when he went to go land to grab them, he went like this first and clocked me on accident as he fell. Trying to grab this gal to break it up. So jeez. I got punched in the face.
Said I'm never breaking up a fight again.
Yeah, we used to have some fucking parties. My brother had an aerosol can blow up on him and shoot a nail into his leg.
Fuck you, deserve that, Brandon.
Oh, trust me, he knows.
Yeah, good job, Brandon.
It's like a spray paint can or something.
Do you have any good stories, Dalton?
Not the top of my head. I can't think of now. Kind of all just right. Zombied out.
We're gonna have another.
Give us a going out line.
Yeah. Three, I got nothing.
Two, one, bam.
I got nothing, man.
Come on.
Thanks for stopping nothing. By. We love you guys. Please talk to us.
Clearly, Dalton doesn't.
Dalton's because you losing guys have his mind. Ignored us. He's cryogenically frozen in his own brain right now.
Yeah, they don't talk to me, so.
Maybe you just gotta open up.
Well. Could talk bend about over, how my dog just died. We'll get real fucking opened up.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good time. Bye.
Enjoy your Monday.